In May 2001, the Chinese government provided a carefully staged media tour of the Masanjia labor camp for a select group of journalists. Ever since the brutal crackdown on Falun Gong began in 1999, the Masanjia labor camp has been known for the exceptionally brutal methods it uses to force practitioners to give up their beliefs. The level of torture practiced by the officials at this camp is shocking. In one instance, they even stripped 18 female practitioners naked and put them into cells with male convicts. Why this show? Currently in China, there is a great deal of social discontent. Problems such as high unemployment and a rise in violent crime directly undermine Jiang Zemin's authority. The regime hopes to regain its control of society. Jiang believes that it can do this by winning the bid for the 2008 Olympics. He hopes that things will calm down domestically. There is, however, one large barrier to securing this bid. This barrier is China's dismal human rights record. 8 years ago, in hopes of winning the 2000 Olympics, China released a number of political dissidents. After they lost their bid, those dissidents were immediately rounded up and sent back to prison. We should also remember that, according to this regime's propaganda, no students were killed at the Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989. And no one was executed for failing to toe the party line during the Cultural Revolution. Recently, Jiang Zemin ordered its media to announce that the United States publicly apologized to China over the collision between a U.S. reconnaissance plane and a Chinese fighter jet. Again, the reality proved a different set of circumstances. Secretary of State General Colin Powell publicly stated that the U.S. had never offered such an apology, and China must, in fact, bear the responsibility of the incident. Actions in the past bear strong resemblance to events going on today in China. For example, Adolf Hitler and his Nazi commanders staged tours of concentration camps in order to deflect growing public scrutiny and gain global support to host the 1936 Olympic Summer Games. These show tours displayed to journalists relatively humane Jewish encampments. The reality later proved that the prisoners' silence was attributed to the threat of their own lives or the execution of their families. Just a few decades later, we now see Jiang Zemin staging similar show tours of the Masanjia labor camp. The truth about Masanjia will reveal itself when Jiang allows a free and independent investigation of all the facilities as well as other labor camps.